CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. Not a good idea to be in the Big Easy this afternoon.
A lot of the city's underwater. There's no power. You can't drink a lot of the water. So the best thing is to wait until there's an all clear to come back.
WWL-TV reporter Dennis Waltering says Hurricane Katrina's winds have died down to about 95 miles an hour now, but there are still parts of New Orleans that are not easy to access. Word from the mayor's office is a number of people are stranded.
They believe they have about 200 people on rooftops, mainly in New Orleans East and in the Ninth Ward, and 20 of those people, he believes, are police officers.
Near Lake Pontchartrain, some neighborhoods with one-story houses have water up to the roof. There is extensive damage along the Gulf Coast, especially in Gulfport, Mississippi. A 22-foot storm surge arrived when Katrina made landfall this morning. Correspondent Lee Frank.
Here in Gulfport, just where I'm looking right now, I can see the back of a police car, the window blown out right next to it. A tree that was about 30 feet tall toppled to the ground. You can see the big root ball sticking out from the earth. Still seeing trees swaying in the wind.
There's an all-day curfew in Gulf Shores, Alabama. In Mobile, about 150,000 people are without power. In Louisiana, the number's about 370,000. With wind still blowing, it's early to tally up the damage, but expert Thomas Larson says overall, Katrina will be costly.
Well, just the damage, just occurring without paying it, going into insurance, could exceed $30 billion. This is a large event.
As for assistance to the region in general.
I'm Peter Combs in Charlotte. Help is on the way.
Watch head towards the van. One of them ought to have a spot.
This convoy of firefighters and medics is headed to the disaster area to help out at chemical refineries along the coast, where federal officials expect spills, contamination, and injuries. Danny West is the EMS coordinator for the Charlotte Fire Department.
Our primary mission is medical care and support of the local response, first responders.
These emergency responders come from all over North Carolina. From all we've seen of Katrina so far, they'll have their work cut out for them. Peter Combs, CBS News, Charlotte.
I'm Mark Snoller in El Mirage, Arizona. Aboard Air Force One on the way here, President Bush issued verbal disaster declarations for both Louisiana and Mississippi. It authorizes federal relief and recovery operations in response to Katrina.
I want the folks there on the Gulf Coast to know that the federal government is prepared to help you when the storm passes.
Mr. Bush is also weighing a decision to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to make up for lost production caused by the hurricane. Mark Noller, CBS News, El Mirage, Arizona.
Some wholesale gas prices in New York jumped from 25 to 35 cents a gallon today. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 67 points to 10,467. The Nasdaq gained 17. Crude oil gained $1.07, closing at $67.20 a barrel. This is CBS News.